How are you, Mr. Edwards?
Doing fantastic.
Good, good.
Well, we've got both the Edwards. We've got Edwards, Harris Edwards Jr. and Harris Edwards III. Harris Edwards Jr. is the dad and the trainer, and Harris Edwards III is the athlete. Before we get to the third, let's talk with the junior grandmaster. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself?
I'm doing well. It feels kind of cool to say grandmaster. well, tell us a little bit about your experience with your school. Tell us all about how you got into martial arts, how you got into teaching, and tell us about your school.
Yes, the long and short of it is that I started the martial arts approximately 33 years ago. My uncle, Otis Nichols, out of South Carolina, was very good in judo, and I learned a couple things from him, and that's kind of where I got the inspiration, and just like most kids who fell in love with Bruce Lee, and my uncle first and foremost. I then picked up some martial arts studies in Detroit up under Anthony C. Goddard, the Goatee School of Combative Arts in Detroit. And I've been trained under him ever since then and moved up through the ranks.
And ninth degree, what does that mean?
Means I'm at the one level from the highest level you can get in our system. Our system has six belts. When you get to the black belt level, there's actually 11 levels of black belt. The first level is just black belt, and then you test for first degree, black belt, first degree through 10th degree. Once you get to the 6th degree black belt level, you're considered a grandmaster. And the 7th through 10th degree are basically honorary degrees, meaning that you have to run a school and have students up under you and promote them through the system and continue to do positive things in the art.
So are you going to get that 10th degree?
Absolutely.
Yeah? So if I have to go into someplace and you're walking with me out, I feel pretty comfortable, right?
I would hope so.
All right. I like that a lot. Well, I know that your school is really focused on training students, not only the art of the martial arts, but it's more than that. As you and I were talking a couple of days ago, it is about discipline. It is about patience. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I have kids from all walks of life and obviously different levels of intelligence and learning curves. And no matter what the learning curve is, I don't turn anyone away. And more importantly, the martial arts is just what you talked about. It's about self-discipline, self-respect, and self-control. I found that the martial arts helps a person be very humble, calm, and adversity. The perfect example is my children. They have done very well in the martial arts, and they're very humble kids. And I think it's a fantastic foundation for academic achievements. Makes a foundation for any other sports they might want to indulge in. We do a lot of plyometric drills and exercise drills that help them in other athletic sports.
All right, we're talking with Harris A. Edwards, Jr., and now I want Dad to talk a little bit about your son. Your son is going to a national competition in Portugal, yet he doesn't have a lot of, actually it's an international competition in Portugal, and Harris Edwards III doesn't have or didn't have a lot of experience in national contests. Talk about the process and how he got to where he is going to be traveling to Portugal.
Yes, well, he started training, obviously, being trained by me since he was able to walk. I actually started doing punches prior to walking. And like just like any other athlete that grows up around another athlete, you kind of pick it up. He trains at least three times a week. Right now on Tuesdays from an hour and a half, Wednesdays 1 hour, and Saturdays a two-hour program. He's been doing that regimen his entire life. We traditionally in our system do not participate in what's called point sparring or point tournaments. I was not necessarily specifically trained when I was younger. However, I found that to be a very good avenue for the kids to have an opportunity to showcase their skills. So I made sure that he was able to learn those skill sets. So since he's been 5 years old, actually 5 years old was the first time I had taken him to a martial art tournament, which was actually a continuous tournament, which basically means you fight nonstop until the time clock is up, basically a 10-9 round, just like boxing. He had taken first place. And then I started taking him to point tournaments so he would have an opportunity to compete on the circuit. However, we only go to one to two, maybe three tournaments a year at most, sometimes two at the most. And he competed against kids who do 15, 20 tournaments a year. But since he's been personally trained and we put a lot, and I mean a lot of hours and dedication into combative techniques, it's kind of second nature. So most tournaments that he's competed in, he's been very successful. He's more importantly learned how to lose. He's never a sore loser. He takes a loss as a learning experience and expounds upon it. And then so we end up getting an email about the World Kickboxing Council World Championships that were going to be held in Cincinnati, Ohio. There were four regional qualifiers. One was held in Cincinnati, Atlanta, Georgia, Kansas City, Missouri, and Brooklyn, New York. And obviously the closest place in Michigan would be Cincinnati, Ohio. So on February 20th, he and I drove to Cincinnati. We stepped into this venue, and there were some pretty impressive large teams that, 20 strong, 30 strong, 15 strong, and just he and I. So we got a little, a little.
This is like Karate Kid right now.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. It was kind of funny. So when he got there, I mean, of course, the other masters know me, but the kids and other competitors had no clue who he was, just for the fact that he doesn't travel all over Ohio and Cincinnati and Wyoming, Wisconsin, all the other areas. But at any rate, he ended up competing and actually fought against the last year gold medal winner who competed in another country, Dublin, Ireland, in fact. And Harris actually took first place. He beat the gold medalist in what's called continuous sparring. And then subsequently he took third place in the point sparring match. Now this qualified him for the championships here in the United States, which was held on February 20th at the Butler Building at the Pontiac Silverdome. And subsequently he did very well there. He dominated and took first place in both divisions. That would be in continuous sparring as well as point sparring. And the end of the story is he made the team. So obviously we're all very proud of him.
Harris, when and we were just talking with Harris Jr., let's talk with the third. Harris, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
What was it like, just you and your dad walking into this tournament? And it is like from the movie The Karate Kid. You got all these guys and these teams and the fancy unis and whatnot, and here you are walking in. What was your brain thinking?
Well, I mean, it really wasn't that big of a deal, kind of, because I mean, most of the tournaments we go to, we don't go to that many, so people just, like, they really don't know us, so I guess they don't know me, that's the better. I mean, they don't know what I'm going to do, so when I come out there, it's just a shock for them.
Did you find yourself gaining more confidence as you had each fight?
I don't know, I wasn't that gain of confidence, just like, when I went out there, I just did what I needed to do and listened to my dad, and we made it through it.
Was there a match that you went into where you were maybe behind or where you were struggling?
Yeah, the first match I had, I was behind. And then like the last, I'll say the last 30 seconds or to a minute, I caught back up and I won the match.
When you had the competition against the kid who had won the year before, what was that competition like? Did you expect it to be tougher? Was it as tough as you thought it was? And what was the feeling like after you beat him?
Well, really, at first, I didn't know that he was the world champion, so I didn't really have any feelings towards him. And second, when we were done fighting, when I found out he was the world champion from last year, it's kind of exciting. It felt good to beat him.
Do a lot of your friends know, about this extracurricular activity you have?
Yeah, I would say half of them do. A lot of them do, actually.
But beyond this, too, you're a track and field athlete, correct?
Yes, yes.
What high school are you at?
Grand Ledge High School.
And what do you participate in?
I do a long jump, high jump. I ran the 200 a lot this year, and I did most of the sprint relays.
And for a guy who's about 5'8", 5'9", you do pretty well in those events, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the reason we wanted to get you on, it's a very intriguing story, Harrison.
Thank you.
And Dad, tell us, there's a fundraiser. Obviously, going to Portugal is very expensive. Are you going with him, I would assume?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll talk about the fundraiser that is scheduled for August 21st.
Yes, we're going to be doing a fundraiser located at the Go Workout facility on 6250 South Cedar Street in Lansing. It actually sits right behind Applebee's. I'm pretty sure everyone's familiar with Applebee's and Meijer's on Cedar and Celebration Drive there. The event starts at 12 o'clock. It's from 12 to 4 p.m. There is a $20 donation for people to participate. And the beautiful thing about this is that the people that show up will have an opportunity to get a taste of what mixed martial arts is about and be trained by some of the best mixed martial arts coaches here in the Michigan area.
So the fundraiser is August 21st at Go Workout. It's a hands-on MMA clinic. It's $20. It's a four-hour clinic, and you'll learn a lot from the best MMA coaches in Michigan.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, I've only got about 15 seconds, but you have training ties to an MMA world champion. Talk about that briefly.
Yes. Several years ago, I had an opportunity to meet Rashad Evans through Joaquin Rodriguez, and I've had an opportunity to train him four or five times privately here at our school.
And Rashad Evans is the former Michigan State wrestler. Give a quick phone number how people can get more information.
Yes, 517-719-6175.